What a wonderful thought to know that the Lord has need of you, dear friend. How can the Lord use you? Well, let's talk about it today on the International Gospel Hour. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you've decided to listen to our program today. In a world of challenges, we need God's Word to help us face those challenges. Thank you for joining us in this period of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie, of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. Let's listen now. Here's Jeff.
Thank you to our Jay Webb always. Doesn't he do a great job in the announcing of our program and coming back from time to time to let you know of the free things and the study tools that we offer through our work here from International Gospel Hour? We love Jay and his family. And we love you and your family, and greetings to all of you. We want to help you and your family today, and we're going to begin with a very unique reading from Mark 11, verses 1 through 11, and then we're going to bring forth some application. The Bible says, "Now when they drew near Jerusalem to Bethpage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, and he said to them, 'Go into the village opposite you, and as soon as you have entered it, you will find a colt tied, on which no one has sat. Loose it and bring it. And if anyone says to you, why are you doing this? Say, the Lord has need of it, and immediately he will send it here.' So they went their way and found the colt tied by the door outside on the street, and they loosed it. But some of those who stood there said to them, 'What are you doing, loosing the colt?' And they spoke to them just as Jesus had commanded, so they let them go. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their clothes on it, and he sat on it. And many spread their clothes on the road, and others cut down leafy branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Then those who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, 'Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!' And Jesus went into Jerusalem and into the temple. So when he had looked around at all things, as the hour was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. Oh, what a beautiful account of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, as depicted in 1 Timothy 6:15. Well, friends, let's ask a question. Why did the Lord need this colt? Well, one reason was to fulfill the prophecy of Scripture from Zechariah 9:9-10. "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion! Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem! Behold, your king is coming to you! He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem. The battle bow shall be cut off. He shall speak peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth." And here is Jesus fulfilling this prophecy. Second, to make his entry into Jerusalem as the Messiah, and not on a horse of war, but in humility upon a colt. This is why the Lord needed him, the little colt. And regardless of size, that little one served a purpose, and he supported the king and his ride. Now, let's think for a moment about the request. And then I want to put a little personal application here for our study today. As the Lord needed this little colt, the Lord also has need of us. Have we ever stopped to consider that the Lord has need of us? He has need of you and of me. And by our lives, one can support and uphold the King. Let's look at this a little further, and we'll be back in about 30 seconds.
Friends, you've listened to us over the air and online for years, and now you can see the International Gospel Hour program on our YouTube channel. Go to YouTube and put International Gospel Hour in the search engine, and it will take you there. Please subscribe and click on the bell. You'll be notified each time a program is uploaded. It's free. Subscribe on YouTube today.
Dear friends, the Lord has need of men who will be Christians. Just like on the day of Pentecost when those men spoke up, asked men and brethren, what shall we do? In Acts 2:37, Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. He wants men who are not only Christians, but Christian husbands. You see, if we're the Christian God wants us to be, then we want to grow into husbands. In Colossians 3:19, husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Oh, dear good men, what a wonderful thing to grow in the knowledge of loving our wives. As said in 1 Peter 3 and verse 7, likewise, you husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife. Because you see in Proverbs 18:22, whoso finds a wife finds a good thing, to grow in that knowledge. Of interest is a recent article via the Christian Post written by Nicole Alcindor concerning the need of Christian fathers. Research conducted by the Nationwide Study on Faith and Relationships concluded that absent fathers and collapsed marriages might be two of the best explanations for why Christianity is declining in the United States. Communio President J.P. DeGance, who contributed to the study, observed, "The reason for this decline in faith is unpacked in the study, that the absence of a married home where dad is warmly engaged in the life of his child is the cause of the fire that is the source of the reason less and less people believe." Dear friends, that's stunning. The Lord has need of men who will be Christian fathers. Two key passages emphasize the spiritual teaching of the father over the mother. Deuteronomy 6:4-9, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. And you shall bind them for a sign upon your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and you shall write them upon the post of your house and on your gates." And to go to Ephesians 6 and verse 4 of how fathers should not provoke their children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. The Lord needs men such as this for stronger, God-fearing homes, Christians, Christian husbands, Christian fathers. Second, the Lord has need of women who will be, well, Christians. In Acts 5 and verse 14, we find where believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women, also affirmed in Samaria. When they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women, Acts 8:12. How about the words of Paul in Philippians 4:3? "And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with my other fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life." The Lord has need of women who will be Christians and who will be Christian wives. In 1 Peter 3:5, how the holy women who trusted in God adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands. Wives that love their husbands, Titus 2 and verse 4, and who walk as a prudent wife, one who is from the Lord, Proverbs 19:14, with the word prudent being defined with other words as intelligent or expert, success, and wisdom. To marry a wife from the Lord who is intelligent, who is an expert in success and wisdom, I truly treasure my beloved bride, for there are times in her wisdom I embrace and so thankful for her love for the truth. The Lord has need of women who will be not only Christians and Christian wives, but Christian mothers to love their children, Titus 2 and verse 4. And who is the key instructor in the home, 2 Timothy 1 verse 5, as the father speaks of the things guiding that household, we think about the woman who Paul mentioned about Timothy's mother Eunice and his grandmother Lois, the genuine faith that was in him that he said, "which I am persuaded is in you also." And the Lord's need women such as this, for from them will come stronger, God-fearing homes. Are you with me, friends? Are you with me how the Lord has need of men and women to be what God would have them to be and the impact they make? Dear man, dear woman, let's pause here. Can we help you in your growth? Before we teach others, we need to be able to have ourselves taught and to embrace the things that be of God. Let's pause in our Jay Webb will come back. He has a few words about our free in-home Bible study.
Friends, the International Gospel Hour offers, for free, a Bible study course available by mail. That's right. At your own pace, you can study the Bible in your own home. It's free. Give it a try. Please call toll-free at 1-855-IGH-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say, Home Study. That's it. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, address, and type Home Study in the message box. We'll send it right away. Thank you for your interest in the things that be of God.
Dear friends, the Lord has need of young people with godly priorities. You see, they're going to learn from the father and the mother how young people will love and respect the Word of God. Think about Timothy and his pattern. Why, he knew God's Word from a child, 2 Timothy 3, verse 15. He knew it to be approved unto God, 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. And he paid attention to that Word, 1 Timothy 4, and verse 13. There's no greater pattern for the young person than maybe Timothy himself, and even our Lord Jesus Christ, who, in Luke 2 and verse 52, increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Young people, love and respect God's Word, and love and respect your reputation, for a good name is better than a precious ointment, Ecclesiastes 7 and verse 1, and a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, Proverbs 22 verse 1. Young people, how are your spiritual priorities? The Lord has need of you. Now let's put all this together. The Lord has need of men who will be Christian men, Christian fathers, Christian husbands. The need of women who will be Christians, Christian wives, Christian mothers. You put that together, you can't help but to have young people or children with godly priorities. Dear friends, the Lord has need of you for the family that He created. To God be the glory. I hope this study today will help renew and revive you or begin your journey. And we'll continue our studies at another time. Thanks for joining me on the International Gospel Hour broadcast today. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening today. May this study prompt your search of God's Word for His will in your life. To assist you in your study or to listen to other programs, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com. To God be the glory.